Hello, am I speaking with Colby?
Yes, you are.
Hi, my name's Nadine Medina. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How's your Thursday going so far?
Not bad. How about you?
Good. I mean, we're almost to Friday. Even better.
Exactly.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So, Colby, I know that you were speaking here with John, my representative, and he mentioned this is your 1 year in business, right? Congratulations. I hear full time now.
Yeah, I'm making the transfer right now, so I still have my full time job, but I'm in the process of leaving right now.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Good for you. So I'm just grabbing the notes, excuse me, that he sent over here to me. Now, aside from the price, Colby, do you have any questions about how this works? I mean, where we list you? Any questions, you know, specifically that I could answer?
Yeah, I know that John was saying, you know, when you type in, you know, looking for a service on Google, that the company could pop up or be the, you know, one of the Google listed companies that comes up. And I'm just wondering how that process works in itself.
Absolutely. So the reason that, in fact, we had reached out to you today is we have this, it's called an exclusive listing that opened up there in the local map section on Google, which I'm sure you see all the time, right? When you're looking like for a tire shop or restaurant. Okay. So when a listing becomes available, Colby, depending on, you know, the category and where it's located, our representatives begin to look for a business, okay, that meets the criteria. Now, we look for a company, you know, that has some type of online presence, you know, provides a quality service, but can obviously handle more business. And that's why we were reaching out to you. The way that it works, okay, once we were to begin working with you, let's say on that first page of Google and Bing, what we would do is close out that category. We don't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. And that's so we ensure you're getting the maximum exposure and maximum amount of calls coming to you directly, okay?
Gotcha,
now,
okay.
The way that they would be finding you is by your services, by your keywords, right? So to give you an example, if someone's looking for new construction, they're looking for remodeling, or any of the services that you're providing, we make sure that your company is found whenever those keywords are searched. And that you're found not just in your local area, but outside of your local area. Okay? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we promote it's your company name and your phone number to appear there. So when they click on your number, they are calling you directly. Okay?
Yep.
Now, I believe you had mentioned currently right now you're doing just residential at this time, correct?
Yeah, right now residential is kind of my priority, but I've done some commercial work in the past, and my I'm working for a builder currently, and we do commercial and new construction.
Nice.
On our project, so I have experience in it, and it's not something I'm opposed to do, but residential is my
your priority. Got it.
Yeah.
And then with the services that you're providing, I mean, general construction, I mean, just a lot falls under there, but is there anything in particular, you know, that you would consider a specialty? I mean, anything that you specifically would want to be found for at this moment?
Yeah, home additions, remodels. I mean, I do a lot of exterior work. I'm good with concrete, so patios, porches, steps.
Uh-huh.
You know, decks, fences, even a little bit of landscaping I can kind of get my hands into, so.
Like landscaping design?
Kind of scope of work.
Like doing like the hardscaping with the landscape? Okay, beautiful. Awesome. So, you know, I'll tell you, you're still a great candidate, right? What I wanted to go over with you, because you are a new business, I wanted to offer you, it's our new in business rate, okay? So the way that our program works, Colby, everything that we do here, it is month to month. Okay, there's absolutely no contracts. And I would be able, in fact, to set your cost at a flat rate of $249 month to month.
And month to month payments?
Month to month payments. Now, what that's going to include for you We'll be listing you in two spotlight positions on Google. So we list you there in the local map, as well as at the very top of the page, which is in the Google Ads. The Google Ads is so that we can target outside of your local area. I believe you mentioned you cover all of Stanwood and Seattle, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I go into Seattle, but that's correct, yeah.
Okay. And you can, even if you wanted to be very specific to, let's say you wanted to target certain zip codes or, you know, certain cities, we can do that as well with the Google Ads, or you could do it by a mile radius. Okay. Now, we also create content for you on Bing. We do submit you to popular directories. Some of those to mention, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few. In addition to that, okay, I know you don't currently have a website. It's something that you were, you know, thinking of starting. I will include a website for you at no additional cost, okay? We'll build the website. We'll host it and maintain it. We'll make sure that that website that we build for you is attached to your listings so that when they click on it, they get to see the quality work that you do, you know, with any photos of that you might have. We can showcase, and they get to know more about your company.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll build that website.
Gotcha, okay.
We also include the voice-activated searches, okay? You're probably pretty familiar with those as well, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll give you that exposure on mobile devices, which includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So, I mean, we're pretty much covering all of your bases at that cost of $249 a month. Again, with no contract.
Yeah, no, that sounds sounds really appealing. My question would be, when would the billing start if we were to say okay and start jumping on this?
Yeah, great question. So the way that it works, okay, the first payment, just to give you an example, would be made today, right? What we do is we set up the account, we verify the business information, we go over the billing, we also set up a client interview with one of our technicians at a time that's going to be convenient for you. And what they'll do is they'll re-verify all the information and so forth, talk to you about the website. They go over more details, okay? Now, if you moved forward today, the $249 payment would be made today, and then every fourth of the month is when your next billing would be due. On a month-to-month basis, of course.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So that way, I mean, you could always expect it, if you did it today, that every fourth of the month, you would be charged $249.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, that makes sense to me. My my thing is, with the current company I'm with, and also the way I'm going to do payroll,
uh-huh.
My company is, I'll be doing it on the 5th of every month, sending out invoices and also payroll for employees and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering if we could possibly do the transaction tomorrow on the 5th and then be recurring every 5th, if that would work.
Absolutely. In fact, Colby, what we can do is this. We can at least set up the account, right, go over all the billing and everything, but not charge it until tomorrow. You just let me know what time. In the voice verification that I read to you, it'll state that your payment will be made on the 5th, okay?
Okay.
And then we can also schedule your client interview at a time that's convenient for you tomorrow. So, I mean, I just need probably about 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most, just so we can verify the information, set up the account, and get that all squared away. This way, tomorrow, then we just make the payment. Sound good?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, if
okay.
We can do that, and then tomorrow sometime noon to the evening, and kind of make that the recurring payment also. That
absolutely.
Work for me.
Yeah, that works perfect. This way, no one, I can close this, you know, category, and it's done. So, Colby, your name, do you spell it C-O-L-B, as in boy, Y? Is that how you spell it?
Yep.
Okay, and what's your last name, Colby?
It is Wamack, W-A-M-M-A-C-K.
Okay. And what's the best email address for you? This is where we'll send correspondence as well as your invoice once the payment is processed.
We can do colby@grandviewinc.net.
Okay. The first
and
thing that I'm going to...
Just quick question.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
For the future, say my main work email changes, would I be able to contact somebody and get that changed with you guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So that way we're using the correct email. Yeah. Anytime that you make changes, just let us know so that way we can update it. Okay? Because we want to make sure that we're sending correspondence to the right email, right? Especially if you change it.
Yeah.
So the
The
first thing that I'm doing right now is I'm going to be sending over 2 emails to you. Okay? The first email that I am sending, Colby, is going to say Google Advertising in the subject. And it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It's going to show you that the pricing is $249 month to month with no contracts, okay? It's going to have everything outlined that is included in the program. And then I'm also going to include, it's a website example, just so you have an idea of the layout of the website. I mean, it's for painters, but this way you get an idea of what it looks like, okay?
Okay, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, let me get that first one sent off to you. And then the next email that I'm going to be sending you as well, it's going to say client dashboard analytics, okay? With this, you're also going to have a customized tracking and reporting system. So this way you can track your results. And it'll give you an overview of it. But with this reporting system, you're going to be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, the clicks you receive, the calls that you get from new customers. So we really want you to track your success with our program, okay? So those will be the first 2 emails that I'm sending you. Now, we're going to verify the business information. I have the phone number, and correct me if it should be different. The number that you want listed on the first page of Google, is that going to be the 360-322-2408? Is that the number you want listed on Google for clients to contact you on?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then the company name, should it read as Vantage, V-A-N-T-A-G-E, Construction?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're also going to have Google send out a PIN code to you. The PIN code, it's going to come in the mail. It's the size of a postcard. And they send it to you by mail. The PIN code is what's going to make you that red dot on the map. What address are we going to have them send it to? Just to FYI, they don't send it to any P.O. box.
Okay, let's do 6329.
Okay.
278th Street Northwest, Stanwood, Washington, 98292.
Okay, and you said 6329 278th Street Northwest, Stanwood, Washington, 98292, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And is this by chance your home address?
Yes, it's currently
okay.
My home address.
I'm going to hide the address because we don't want that showing on Google, okay? I don't think you do either.
Yeah,
we'll hide the address.
Thank you.
Okay, beautiful. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go over some notes with you. The notes are basic notes. They'll be for the technician when you have your client interview, okay? So some of the services, I know we talked about additions. We talked about remodeling. We also talked about, like, patios, porches. Let me know if I'm missing anything, okay? I know we talked about some hardscaping, exterior work. Deck fences.
Yep, and I mean, you know, basic remodeling and home additions.
Okay, perfect. And we're going to focus on residential for now, or do you want me to list commercial? It's up to you, and you can always change it.
Okay, yeah, for now we'll do residential, and then maybe once things get going, we can change it later.
Okay, do you want me to put hardscaping or landscape design?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Remember, you can always change these at any time as well.
Okay.
Okay, now, do you happen to have any pictures of work that you've done in the past? Maybe some before and after photos?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a few pictures. I can get a better portfolio built up in like a week.
Yeah, no worries.
Right now.
No worries. Because we do want to showcase, you know, your quality work as well. So I'll put that you have some photos, and we can always update them, you know, as you're getting more pictures. What about a business logo? Do you happen to have one? We can build one for you if you don't. It does not cost you more.
Okay. I don't currently have one, but, yeah, if you guys wanted to help me build one, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we'll build one for you, and you can let us know if you like it or if you want something different, okay? Now, when it comes to the areas that we're going to reach, you know, for new customers for you, how far do you want to target?
We, you know, we can go north of Stanwood up into, you know, Burlington, Bellingham area. And we can go south of Stanwood to Arlington, Marysville, Everett, and even into kind of the Seattle, Lake Stevens regions.
Okay. All right. So I put Burlington, Bellingham area, and then what were the other ones? I'm sorry. I know you said Everett.
So Arlington, Everett, Marysville, Lake Stevens, and then up into like the Seattle area.
And do you prefer for clients to call you? Can they text you? Can they email you, all three, or do you prefer just phone and text messages?
All three works. Ideally, phone calls or text, because I'll see them right away.
Right.
Email works too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's not required. I always ask, are you in the process of getting, like, license and insurance? Do you have it now?
I'm currently in the process. I should be fully licensed and bonded within about a week's time, but I'm
Oh, good for you. Good for you. And what are your hours of operation that you want to be listed for, like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. That's kind of when I'll be.
Those are good hours.
You know, Yeah.
Those are good hours,
good,
definitely.
And, you know, yeah, so that's kind
awesome.
Of what I have listed down. But as far as, you know, on-site working, if, you know, a project needs to be pushed, and then, you know, weekends and overtime will be,
of course.
And they'll happen, so.
Of course. And, you know, we're aware of that, too. It doesn't mean that you're not going to, you know, book, you know, a project on a Saturday or maybe even on a Sunday, but it's just kind of giving them a general idea, right? And
yes,
then
exactly.
When it,
I got
and when it comes to getting paid, okay, do you take cash, check, Venmo, Zelle, credit cards, PayPal? What are your forms of payments that you accept?
So yeah, cash and check for sure. I want to get started in the process to be able to accept credit. I know on HomeAdvisor I can accept credit through them, but I'll have you know, I have a credit account set up to where I can receive that.
Awesome.
And then as far as money apps, I don't really trust Venmo and, like, Cash Apps too much, but I do utilize Zelle because it's straight to bank transfer.
I was just going to say, it goes straight to the bank. I know. You know, my kids, when they're asking for money, I mean, they're, of course, young adults, but, you know, they always need help, right? So I tell them, look, I'll just Zelle it to you. It's so much easier, you know, instead of me Venmoing it to you and then you got to transfer it to your bank, you know, it just makes it easier.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you kind of feel safer knowing that, you know, money's safe.
For
sure. I hear horror stories of, you know, accounts getting hacked and whatnot.
For sure. Okay. Now, for the billing, Colby, the card that we'll put on file that will be charged tomorrow at the time that you tell me when to run it, is that card in your name? Is it the company name? Does it have both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And does it just say Colby Womack, or is there like a middle initial?
Colby R. Womack.
Okay. Now, is it the same billing address as the address that you gave me for us to have the PIN code sent to you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is that a Visa? Is it MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
So 5444-4836-2678-0895.
Expiration, month and year?
0925.
And the CBC code on the back?
338.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you. 5444-4836-2678-0895, correct?
Yep.
And it expires September of the year 25, and the CBC code on the back is 338.
Yep.
Okay. So this is not going to be charged until tomorrow, and you let me know what time you want me to run the card. As for your protection as well, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification, okay? It is recorded,
okay,
and it's going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice once we process the payment tomorrow. Now, it'll also go over in that as well that we're not charging the card until tomorrow. So it'll go over the billing date. And as I'm reading it to you, Colby, if there is absolutely anything that you don't understand, do me a favor. Just stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back and I'll review it and rephrase it for you. Okay. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding, you know, before we continue. Okay.
Yep.
And we are speaking on your cell phone, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm going to send you right now three text messages, okay, before we do the voice verification. The first text message that I'm sending you, it has my contact information. Again, my name is Nadine Medina. I am the lead on your account, okay? I'm also sending you a second text message. That text message is our client support customer service number. Now, if you ever have any changes, updates, questions, concerns regarding your account, you will call customer service. So let's say, as you were mentioning, what if you change your email address? Call customer service so that we can update it, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you a link. It's to a YouTube video, okay? It's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to walk you through on how you go in and view your reports, on how you're going to be able, it gives you like a whole demonstration on it, how you access your reports and walk you through it. Okay. So make sure that when you have time to take a look at that. Okay.
Okay.
So now I'm going to read the voice verification and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Vantage Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Colby Womack, owner slash operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow, November 5th, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the term, this will be, excuse me, a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes that. So the only thing that we'll have left to do is let me know what time you want me to process the payment, and then we'll also need to schedule your client interview for tomorrow. I can kind of give you some times that are available. I do have to have the payment processed at least an hour prior to your client interview. Now, I have client interviews. What we do is we block out an hour, okay, and it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details. But in that client interview, you can expect that they're going to re-verify the information you and I verified to make sure I put everything accurate. They're going to talk to you about the website, your keywords, the areas that we'll be targeting. So that's where the magic's going to happen. Okay? I like to believe it's with me, but it's not. So around what time would you like me to process the payment, and then we can look at some of the appointments that are available for tomorrow that are going to work within your schedule?
Later in the day will work. Tomorrow I have a meeting in the morning, and then I will be working on a job for the rest of the day. So, I mean, probably whatever the latest time you can schedule me for, we can do that, and then we can process the transaction, you know, right before that or whatever time you have to.
I have the latest appointment that I do have available is between 3 and 4 o'clock. That's the latest that I have for tomorrow.
Okay. That'll work for
me. Do you want that time? Okay. And then, so I will do this. I'm actually going to schedule your client interview now, and then you're going to receive an email. Okay. The email is going to be a calendar invite, and you'll also receive a reminder from us letting you know that, you know, your upcoming client interview is coming up. And then what time did you want me to run the card?
We could do, you know, around 2 to 3 o'clock will work. I'll be sure that my you know, bank info and everything is matched up to make the transaction.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead and run it, say, about 2:15, and then I will call you right after that because I want to ensure that you got your receipt, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, well, Colby, any other questions for me before I let you go about your busy day there?
I'm just that the text message that I got from you, that's your number, so if I have anything that comes up, I can contact you or customer service.
Absolutely. If anything comes up, absolutely, you can contact me. If it has to do anything, I mean, once we've done the client interview and so forth, if there's any changes or any updates to your account, then you'll contact customer service, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right.
That sounds good then.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow after 2, once I process the payment and then make sure that you got your receipt, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, Colby. Nice talking with you.
You too. Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.